Swazi Justice is mainly meant as an advocacy push to raise attention around the case of Tuhana Maseku and Becky Makubu, who, as you know, as many people know, were detained. Actually, today would be 212 days ago for basically exercising their right to free speech in Swaziland. They published articles critical of the lack of independence of the judiciary in Swaziland and have been arbitrarily imprisoned since that time. So this is really an international campaign to both raise attention of their plight and also to advocate for judicial independence and, you know, respecting basic international standards and rights in Swaziland, particularly as a court appeal for both men come up next week on November 3rd.
How has the campaign been received, not only in Swaziland or in Southern Africa, but generally internationally?
Sure. The campaign has been, you know, widely embraced and received very well internationally. We've received a number of letters and messages of support from across the world. Just today, I opened emails from, you know, citizens in Rwanda and the Gambia, from Sweden, actually, from across the United States. The video itself, the advocacy video that we did, which features a number of United Nations special rapporteurs, as well as the actress Alfre Woodard, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and a number of others, has been really getting quite a bit of positive attention, and to date, zero negative attention. So I think that's an indication of a job well done so far.
Have you been in touch with the authorities in Swaziland just to speak with them about the situation, and what are they saying, if at all you have?
We've tried to reach out to authorities in Swaziland. To date, we have not received any feedback from anyone in the country, and that's typically, you know, that's not out of the ordinary. We have commented on, you know, the lack of judicial independence in the country before, as well as the widespread crackdown on human rights, and have reached out a number of times, sending letters to the king, to the prime minister, as well as relevant authorities, and have yet to hear back over the course of the past year.
Jeff, how can people get involved in this campaign, especially journalists in the region?
Sure. I think journalists, concerned citizens, human rights activists, anyone can get involved to raise attention to this issue. It's not only a journalistic issue. It's a free speech and a freedom of expression issue for sure, but it speaks to bigger, broader issues. If human beings, if citizens do not have the right to freedom of expression, which is a bedrock foundational right, we don't have, you know, the right to do anything. And I think people can get involved by going on social media, using the hashtag Swazi Justice. They can view our video. We also have a fundraising campaign set up for Tulani Maseko's family, who have been, you know, Tulani was the breadwinner of the family. He's been in prison for almost a year. And, you know, his family is very much in need of support. So we've set up a fundraising campaign there. But all these efforts are tied to the Swazi Justice campaign, the Swazi Justice hashtag. So everyone should be using that. You can visit our website, which is not surprisingly swazijustice.org. And we encourage everyone to raise attention, yell as loud as you can, use social media, and certainly donate to the campaign that you know, that we're doing on behalf of both Tulani and Becky's family while they're behind bars.